Ladies, do you know any faith-walking women? If so, do you allow them to speak into your life? This is vital for spiritual growth and maturity. As the body of Christ, we are to walk this life in community, spurring one another on toward love and good deeds, Hebrews 10:24. This requires being intentional to be in the actual company of others, as well as give them the time and permission to step into your life. That's where growth and spurring takes place. Women love to get together, but when two or three get together and dig into the Word, share life struggles, and pray for one another, something divine takes place. The body as a whole is strengthened, and our individual hearts and souls find encouragement and truth for the journey we all walk. Our hearts refocus, our families are impacted, and our marriages reap the benefits as well. All this month, I'm focusing on faith-walking women. As I do, I want to challenge you ladies to pray about and consider one or two faith-walking women you can begin connecting with over coffee, over lunch, or while your kids or grandkids are playing at the playground. In Titus chapter 2, Paul demonstrates how the church is strengthened by older women and younger women connecting for the purpose of encouraging and guiding one another in how to live this life. I have experienced this. When I'm around older women of faith, I listen, I ask questions, and I pay attention to what they have to say because I want to learn from their stories and experiences. In the same way, when I'm around younger girls, I'm intentional to speak life and truth over them and ask questions about what they're facing for the purpose of maybe sharing some of what God has walked me through. Grounded in the truth of God's word, we light the way for one another and are reminded we are not alone on the journey. Someone has gone before us and someone comes behind us. May we all be found faithful. That's my focus this month at lifeword.org, faith walking women and what we can learn from each other through the good and the bad. I thought a great place to begin would be in the beginning. We are, in fact, all daughters of Eve, and as the very first woman God created and the one who began the mothering journey for us all, she is my first focus. What do we know about Eve? Genesis 2:18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Eve was the first woman, the first wife, and the first mother of all living, the Bible says. Eve was the first to be deceived, the first to lose a child, and the first mother of a murderer, the first to know the beauty of marriage, unashamed in the garden, and the first to experience the shame and pain of a broken, sin-filled world. All of our journeys begin with Eve. As I look to the life and all we know of Eve, my heart has compassion. She had perfection, yet still the voice of the enemy whispered lies in her ear that she needed more. How often do we hear and heed those same lies? The still small voice of the Father tells us, "I am all you need." Still, we search for more in our hunger to satisfy. Can you imagine a sit-down coffee with Eve? Oh, the many questions I would have. While the timeline of humanity separates us as women, our hearts are prone to the same deception and lies. While God provides all we could ever need, our hearts are still prone to wonder, prone to focus on what we do not have. So often, just like Eve, when our focus shifts from God, disobedience follows. There's an art piece I recently came across called Mary Consoles Eve. It's a simple drawing of crayon and pencil done by Sister Grace Remington. Mary touches Eve's cheek while Eve clutches the fruit. Eve touches Mary's belly, which holds the Savior of the world. Both women used greatly by God and both in need of a Savior. Romans 5:19. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. The broken are made right through faith in Jesus. That's the truth. One final note on Eve. If you look at Hebrews chapter 11, which is known as the Hall of Faith, the very first person mentioned is Abel, the son of Eve. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice and was commended as righteous. Faith lessons passed down by an imperfect mom. I think we can all relate to that. Well done, Eve. I'm Lori Klein.